A daughter's cash held for safekeeping.
You were in an accident years ago, and you got a settlement. You want the money.
But mom won't relinquish any control.
You're not turning over the money to her because you don't approve of her choices?
Yes. It's really hard to finance somebody who hits my daughter.
The only person who's laid hands on me has been my mother when I first got kicked out of the house.
Okay. All is in your court now.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 20-year-old Brittany Kuna-Wongs is suing her mother, Krista Kuna-Wongs, for the return of insurance settlement money she claims is rightfully hers.
Order. All rise. Now, it's case number 575 on the calendar in the matter of Kuna-Wongs versus Kuna-Wongs.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Tell me your first name.
Brittany.
Brittany, this is your mom.
Yes.
And I think it's unfortunate that you had to get to this point over this issue, which is probably a relatively simple one. You were in an accident years ago, and you got a settlement. Your parents put the settlement in a bank for you. You turned 18. You want the money.
Correct, Your Honor.
And you asked for the money when you were how old?
I asked for the money numerous times. The first time was a couple days before my 18th birthday. My mother said that she couldn't access the funds at the time, and since she said she couldn't, I left it at that. After being kicked out of my house in July of 2008, I knew that the account was going to be up of November 21st, 2008. I then gave my mother a phone call, and she wouldn't talk to me, so I got on the phone with my dad, and I asked him and told him the situation, that I needed that money to go back to school, and because they had kicked me out with nothing, I had no clothes, nothing.
Okay, that was over boyfriend.
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, that was 2008. We're now in 2011. What happened between 2008 and 2011?
After I had talked to them and, you know, they weren't going to give me the money, I then found out later on that I could actually take her to small claims court, and that's when I had done that.
Okay. How much money is now, according to your records, in that account?
The account has been closed, so I have no idea where the account is.
What was your settlement?
$3,624.44.
Okay. You explain to me now why your daughter is not entitled to the settlement money.
My daughter had a full scholarship to college. She was being financially supported by us after she graduated high school. We were holding the money until she turned 25, as with the other settlements for the other children, because she was being financially supported.
Just a second. Where did it say that you were allowed to hold this money until she was 25?
That was something that we had just discussed, because we didn't want her to use this amount of money just to go on a shopping spree. We wanted her to use this amount of money for something that she needed, something important. And then she started seeing this boyfriend who is much older than her, and she started sneaking out of the house.
Just a second. Is what you're telling me that you're not turning over the money to her because you don't approve of her choices?
In a sense, yes.
Well, you can't do that. This is a legal situation. It's not an emotional situation. This is her money.
I understand that. It's really hard to finance somebody who hits my daughter. She's moved
Your
back
Honor,
home.
That's incorrect.
Shh, 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 shh. Don't interrupt Sorry. Your mother. What I'm telling you is this is a legal issue. It's not an emotional issue.
I understand. And our reason at the time was because we could just
couldn't
approve see
her
ourselves
choice.
Doing that. She's okay. been in urgent care. We've gone to their apartment because she called that he hit her. She changes her story. She's moved back home twice. And she
the
never
difference.
Asked for the money except for November of 2008 because she was aware of our intentions. We did financially support her. She didn't need this money to pay for prom. We're financially set to fund her
Your Honor, that's
school funds.
What I'm telling you is it's a legal issue.
I understand it's a legal issue, but it's... You know, my daughter hasn't been safe, you know. I haven't seen her in a year. I haven't been this close to her in a year. And I'm this far from a
Your
man
Honor.
Who lays hands on her.
Just a second. Listen to me.
I understand.
Listen to me. The money isn't going to make any difference.
I understand.
I just want you to understand that. If she's going to make the wrong choice, and that's not for me to determine, this is a court, I deal with legal issues. If she's going to make poor choices, $3,624 is not going to help her make better choices. Somehow, if you haven't seen her in a year, she's been surviving. Looks like she's been eating, takes care of her hair, takes care of her clothes, takes care of herself. And you can't do that on $3,600 a year.
Yes, I understand.
So somehow she's been taking care of herself and doing whatever she has to do to get by and get along. Legally, this is her money, so you have to turn the money over to her. And sometimes children make choices that are inconsistent with the choices we would make.
Yes.
All you have to do is maintain a loving home and an open door so that they know that they make a bad choice, they have the ability to come home.
Absolutely.
Your parents don't sound like they're bad people.
No, they're not, Your Honor.
Is this the boyfriend?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Does he work?
Yes, he does.
Does he support the family? Does he support you?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what are you doing?
I just finished school yesterday, so I will be a medical assistant at a family planning clinic in Glendale.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All I can tell you is your mom says that this young man had at one time, at least in your relationship, not been a good mate. Maybe that's resolved itself. I certainly hope so.
Yeah, it is, Your Honor.
Because he understands as he's looking at me that you don't have the right to put your hands on.
Oh, Your Honor, can I clarify that? Because he hasn't, if anything, I mean, from the beginning, the only person who's laid hands on me for the past 2.5 years has been my mother. When I first got kicked out of the house, there was a physical altercation. Like any young relationship, there is problems. We do argue, but, you know, at the end of the day, we both love each other, and he's been there for me when no one else has, and he's supported me and encouraged me to go back to school and stuff.
Well, that's great, and if it works out, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
But you can have lots of boyfriends, and you can have lots of husbands.
Yes,
you only have one set of parents.
I understand.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay.
So and now Your Honor, too, is that she has young siblings. One was just in the hospital, very, very sick. He was very close to her. We've never told her, don't call us, don't visit, ever, ever. My phone call that I got from her a year ago was, you don't need to worry about me anymore, I'm 20 and I'm done. And he could die, he could die. And she,
Your Honor, she has a way of getting a hold of me. If she wanted to reach out, she could reach out as well.
It doesn't do any good, listen to me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
That's what I do.
What do you do?
I'm me. You know, that's why. I'm me.
That's what we're creating.
Him.
That's what we're creating.
Yeah.
A him.
A him.
Brittany Cunawongs says her mother, Krista Cunawongs, won't hand over an insurance settlement that's rightfully hers. Krista says she's holding the money because she doesn't approve of Brittany's boyfriend.
After a while, the recriminations don't serve anybody. She could have, she should have. You're here in the same space. You're here in the same quarters. You haven't seen each other for a year, it would seem to me. You know, life is short. If you end up with this young man, and it sounds to me as if you've done fine, you went to school, you graduated, which is all wonderful. I'm sure that you feel badly that you find out that one of your siblings was ill, that you didn't know about it. You think that your mother should have called and let you know about it. She may have been stubborn. You may have been stubborn. Mm-hmm. You know, life is short. Get over it. Get over it. Okay, that's all. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,624.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
My mom was a very controlling person.
It's not about control.
She doesn't like my boyfriend.
I guess the only part of control is that
there's never been a reason for her not to like him.
I'd like to control her away from an abusive relationship.
And she just, like I said, couldn't let go of that control.
My hope is that Judge Judy would say something.
I hope that someday me and my mom can resolve our issues.
That would penetrate her heart.
Because like I said, I really have a really close relationship with my brothers.
To understand how important family is.
And I haven't been able to see them or speak to them because of the situation with my mom.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Reed versus Brooks. Step forward.
Tanisha Reed is suing her former live-in boyfriend, 22-year-old Dwayne Brooks Jr., for rent and late fees and for the return of personal belongings.
Miss Reed, you and Mr. Brooks met last summer, and shortly thereafter, according to your complaint, you and Mr. Brooks decided to rent an apartment together. So far, Mr. Brooks, is that correct?
For the most part, yes.
What's wrong with what I said?
I mean, it was pretty much her idea to get that apartment, you know.
Well, you do have your own ideas, right?
Right.
You have free will.
I just was going along with...
You're going along with it. You know? So you decided to rent an apartment together. You went along with the idea.
Right.
And you moved into this new apartment when?
Like September the 15th.
And did you sign the lease?
I did.
And when you signed the lease, were you obligated to pay any rent?
No.
So the landlord was giving you the apartment for free?
I wasn't supposed to pay no rent. It was just supposed to be on Ms. Reed, you know?
Okay.
That's what
I agreed
upon. So
she was supposed to pay the rent, and you were supposed to live there?
Right.
Do you know how much the rent was?
The rent was like $700 a month.
And what kind of work did Ms. Reed do?
She worked at like a store or something like that, at the mall.
Is that right, Ms. Reed?
Not at the time of us moving in, no. But I shortly found a job after we moved in November. I started working.
Well, what were you doing before that?
Nothing. I was a full-time student. I didn't have a job.
How did you pay the rent?
I had money left over from an accident that he got into in my car for the settlement of my car value.
And how much did you get from the settlement from the car?
A little over $2,000.
What kind of work do you do, Mr. Brooks?
I don't work.
Well, why not?
I'm a full-time student. I go to school.
You do? Great. Where do you go to school?
McNally Smith College of Music in Minnesota.
How long have you gone to school there?
3 years.
How old are you?
22.
How much aid do you get for going to the school?
I mean, I get loans and grants to pay for school, but that's about it.
Well, what do you get to live on?
I only get like maybe $1,000 every semester for living expense. The rest of it's for school. I pay like $22,000 a year to go to school.
And who do you live with?
I got my own apartment.
How do you pay the rent?
I get a stipend from the county to pay my rent.
I'd like you to tell me about that stipend.
I mean, I get like $400.
Do you need a tissue?
No. I get like $437 a month to pay my rent. You know what I'm saying? From the county, you know?
$437 a month from the government?
Yeah.
Which government?
The Ramsey County aid office. That's where I live in St. Paul. You know, they got an aid office when you can't find no job and you're a student, they give you money to live on, you know what I'm saying? If you already got your own apartment, you know what I'm saying? They give you money to live on a month just because you're a student.
Well, if you were getting money, why didn't you give Ms. Reed any money for rent?
Because our agreement was that I didn't have to pay any
rent. What I'm asking you is if it's for you free money, which is what it is, free money for you.
I mean, simply because I wouldn't want to pay her.
But just pay attention to what I'm saying.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I was just chilling with her, going to the crib and handling my business and getting gone. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Well, come on. God, $70,000 right down the sewer.
Tanisha Reed says former live-in boyfriend Dwayne Brooks Jr. owes for rent, late fees, and the return of her belongings.
So if the county was giving you free money, and it was for rent, why weren't you giving that money towards your own rent when you were living with Ms. Reed?
Because she said she was gonna cover it, that's why.
So what did you do with the money that you were getting?
I spent it on myself.
Right, that's right. What I wanted to hear. That's where I figured we were going.
Right, yeah.
So you lied to them and said it was for rent.
No.
No, I want you to follow this student, third year college student. Listen to me. If the county is giving you money for rent, and you're not using that money for rent, but using it for yourself, then you're stealing that money. You're already getting $22,000 for tuition.
I'm not stealing anything because I'm unemployed, you know what I'm saying? That's the reason that they pay you, you know what I'm saying? I ain't stealing nothing, I don't gotta give her nothing.
Got it?
I could live in a hotel with that money.
I get it.
I can go rent a hotel with the money that they give me for living expense.
Mr. Brooks,
I was living with her because we were in a relationship.
Mr. Brooks, I want you to try to follow this concept, sir. Bird and I, as taxpayers, have said to young people like you, if you are in school, we will help you. We will help you with loans and aid and grants so that you can finish school and become, stand up, and become a productive citizen. That's what Bird and I have done as taxpayers. In addition to paying $22,000 for you to become a functional musician, what we have also said is, and we're gonna help you if you don't have a job, and go to school full time, because we're not giving you this $22,000 a year for you to sit back and play your guitar. If you don't have a job to help you pay rent, we're also going to give you $450 towards rent, so that you can live. It's supposed to go towards your rent. Right. It's not supposed to go for eating out and car or insurance. It's supposed to go, this money is targeted for rent.
Right.
Do you understand? So when you're living with Miss Reed and sign a lease.
My conversation is rent, you know what I'm saying? Just her being around me is me paying rent, you know what I'm saying? I don't gotta give her no cash, you know what I'm saying? That's what she was there for. I'm 21 messing with her, she's 30, you know what I'm saying? That's what she's there for.
We're not talking about her. We're talking, listen to me. Hey, we're talking about Bird and me. We're talking about us supporting you. Just a minute, I don't want to talk to you.
Okay.
I don't want to live with you, I don't want to look at you, I don't want to have dinner with you, I don't want to have a breakfast with you.
I'm just letting you know.
Listen to me.
That's why I didn't pay her rent.
Ain't
that why we're here?
Listen to me, you're not paying attention to me. I don't even want to pay your rent. The government says I have to pay your rent. Even Officer Byrd doesn't want to pay your
Thank
rent.
You.
But if we have to pay your rent,
I appreciate
we don't want the money that we send to you for rent to go for anything else other than rent. That's what it's earmarked for, because you also said you get grant money and $1,000 a month, another stipend.
And
so you get other money.
Chicks who
do
pay
you
cash
understand?
Too, you know? That's what I do.
What do you do?
I'm me. You know, that's why. I'm me. That's the only reason.
That's what we're creating.
Him.
That's what we're creating.
Yeah.
A him.
A him. A him. A him. You know, that's how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. You know, I mean, I'm not finna sit here and beat the bush. You know, I don't owe her nothing.
Sending this tape to Congress.
Handle that. Handle it. Straight up. Handle it.
Judge Judy continues. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
You're not following. You see, so far,
as
taxpayers, we have spent at least $70,000 on 3 years of your education.
Man.
And This is the feedback that I'm getting from you. I'm me.
I'm appreciative of you, Judge Judy. I appreciate that you've done that for me. You know, helping me better my education and better myself as a man. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? But that's not what we're here to talk about,
though. We're here to talk about whether or not you owe her rent.
I don't.
But we paid you for the rent.
I could have been going to the hotel every night, every other night. You know what I'm saying? I was just chilling with her, going to the crib and handling my business and getting gone. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you never know.
Moron.
Yeah. Real talk. Moron.
God, $70,000 right down the sewer. All right. Now, he moved out in January. He paid you no rent. Is that right?
Right.
Did she pay any rent? After that, did she pay
any
rent?
Great question.
Yeah.
Mr. Brooks, you know, I am an ecumenical abuser, which means men, women, it doesn't make any difference to me. Did you pay the rent from September until January?
When I moved in, when we moved in September, I paid the rent in
How much for September?
So you paid the whole rent. It was like $300. That's it.
Mr. Brooks, now you have to be quiet.
Okay.
You asked me to explore a subject. Did I explore it reasonably with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Now I'm going to explore it with Miss Reed because I want to see if she has a legitimate claim.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you understand, you don't want to get anywhere in my crosshairs with an answer that is inaccurate, Miss Reed.
I understand.
You paid September's rent. Did you pay October's rent?
No.
Did you pay November's rent?
No, and I was ready.
You didn't pay October and November. Did you pay December's rent?
No.
Did you pay January's rent?
No.
Your case is dismissed. That's
no,
all.
Ma'am, it's not dismissed because...
No, it is.
No,
carefully. It is dismissed.
They're coming after me.
Oh, these are excused. You need to step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
You only get done to you what you allow to get done to you.
We broke up because he cheated on me numerous times.
So if you feel like you got taken advantage of...
Absolutely. He said that on TV.
You did because you allowed yourself to get taken advantage of.
Meaning that he takes advantage of women because he's him.
I ain't no player. I'm a gentleman.